This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Cherry Hill Volvo is honored to sponsor the Rich Zeoli podcast. We thank Rich for informing and entertaining all of us. Rich Zeoli, 1210 Talk Radio and Cherry Hill Volvo, an absolutely amazing team.
Last night, the president was officially renominated by the Republicans, as these things go with the convention. Only one delegate opposed him, which says a lot, too. It says he's got, and I've been saying this, too, he's got the absolute support of the party and the absolute support of his base. And that's a testament to the work that Bill Stepien did early on during the process of ensuring there would not be a primary against President Trump and that the party would rally around him. Last night, the chairwoman of the Republican National Committee, Ronna McDaniel, she officially announced that Trump is the official nominee of the party. Bill, can you play for us? Cut letter B.
The chair announces that Donald J. Trump, having received a majority of these votes, entitled to be cast at the convention, has been unanimously elected as the Republican Party nominee for President of the United States.
There you go. So now that he's officially the Republican nominee and the party is coalescing around him, I will turn to the president's very first campaign manager. And I don't think President Trump would be there today if it had not been for Corey Lewandowski in the earliest days. Corey, welcome back to the show. And how's life, my man? Did you stay up very, very late last night?
You know, Rich, I'll tell you, it was a lot of fun. I had the privilege to be with the president yesterday down in Charlotte, North Carolina. He made a surprise appearance for us delegates to spend a little time with him. He spoke to us for over an hour. The vice president showed up, and then we had a really exciting first night of our convention last night, listening to, you know, party leaders like Kim Scott, who don't get enough credit, and Donnie Jr., who gave a really impassioned speech about what it's like to be part of the first family and how they've treated his family. So I'll tell you, it was a very exciting day for me yesterday.
Good. I'm glad to hear that, Corey Lewandowski. I'm absolutely so different from 2016, right, when we were heading into the convention, wondering if there was going to be a floor fight to try to take away the nomination from Donald Trump. Now everybody's unanimously backing him.
Well, Rich, there are people in 2016 who are on the floor who are fighting us, who now work in the administration. So we have a lot more friends today than we did 4 years ago, I'll tell you that. But yesterday, it was a love fest. Everybody get up there. I had the privilege to represent the state of New Hampshire to do the roll call and give our 22 delegates to the president. Obviously for both he and the vice president, they were renominated by acclamation. 100% of the delegates all went to them. And we are looking forward to taking this fight directly to Sleepy Joe.
Now, Corey, what do you see as the big issue in this election in terms of is it the coronavirus? Is it the economy? Is it the crime in the streets? What advice are you giving the president in terms of message going forward?
Well, it's really two things, if you ask me. The first and foremost is obviously the impact of the coronavirus. And we've got two individuals who want to deal with this very separately. Joe Biden has said now publicly that he wants to close the government if the quote-unquote experts say that. He will literally close the country, which means tens of millions of Americans will go out of work. Our kids will never get back into the schools. Businesses will collapse. Donald Trump has said, hey, let's have something called personal responsibility. Do me a favor and go wash your hands. Not that hard of a thing to do. If you're in a high-risk category, don't put yourself in a position where you might come into contact with someone if this could kill you, because it is a disease that is impacting people who are in that high-risk category. That's number one. So we have to deal with the coronavirus. Number two is this notion that the Democrats do not stand for the men and women on the thin blue line. Donald Trump talked about it yesterday. Mike Pence talked about it yesterday. We as a party and Donald Trump as a candidate will always stand with the men and women in blue. It's a sharp contrast to what the Democrats are doing. The Democrats are not only condoning but supporting the looting and marauding that has been going on up in the northwest part of our country for almost 90 days. We don't stand for it. We will never not support the men and women who wear that uniform. So those are the two big issues to me. It's the impact of the coronavirus and how we'd handle it, and obviously the support of the men and women in uniform. That is all wrapped around, of course, the economy, bringing the economy back to the record levels we had prior to the pandemic hitting us.
You know, Corey, you were obviously there in the earliest days when Trump was running against, you know, 16 other people for the nomination, and there was so much bitterness and anger. And then, you know, we were worried around election time if people would turn out. You know, I was pleading with people, you got to vote for him for the judges if you don't like him. Just you got to do it. You know, now it's the exact opposite. I mean, the unity among the base, and I look at turnout this November, I think about that unity, that he has not lost the base. In fact, they're more determined now to elect him. There is no enthusiasm for Joe Biden. He doesn't even have a base.
You're so spot on this. Our enthusiasm numbers that are not public track very closely to what is public, which is if you're supporting Donald Trump, you know, what's your likelihood of going to the ballot? It's like 99.92% because the one guy had to crawl over a piece of broken glass while he was chewing on barbed wire and decided he might just take a pause. But here's what they're going to try and do, Rich. What they're going to try and do is they're going to try and steal the election through this mail-in balloting process, which every person who's ever lived at an address, whether you're actually a person, a dead cat, a live dog, is going to get a ballot. And in the state of Pennsylvania, I was with Eric Trump a week ago Monday. He told me he has a friend who received six ballots to the exact same address. Six ballots for the same election. Now, two of them were spelling mistakes, but it doesn't matter. When you receive six ballots, if you're a dishonest person, you can fill all of them out and send them back. And I have zero, and I mean zero, faith in the people who work at some of these places to maintain the quality of an election that we deserve in this country. So I'm very concerned about that. So, look, our enthusiasm is through the roof. But they're going to try and steal this by what they call ballot harvesting, which is just sending a ballot to everybody who's ever lived at that address, whether alive or dead, and hope that maybe they're honest and send them back properly.
You know, Corey, I was thinking about that notion of this mail-in balloting. And I mean, I'm in Jersey, and I've seen this firsthand for years and years of my career. When I heard about Paterson, New Jersey, and they have to redo the election because of all the fraud that took place. I mean, that's just another day in Jersey politics, you know. And yet other people around the country think this is some kind of conspiracy that we've conjured up out of thin air.
No, hey, that thing in Paterson, New Jersey is just called a Tuesday. Okay,
that's right, right, exactly.
It's another day, man. Come on. I mean, I feel a little bit like Joe Biden saying, come on, man.
Come on, man. This is a standard election over there. Come on.
That's nothing new. But look, this is a serious problem. And what we're seeing is the states that have the least ability to actually do this properly are the ones who are pushing it the most. And the reason they're doing that is because they want to help Joe Biden. This is not even a hidden agenda. This is the agenda. So we have to go to court to fight this in every location because, you know, to be fair, Rich, there are states like Florida who have what we call a permanent absentee ballot process, which means at some point in time you filled out a form, you signed it, you said, hey, I want to request this, and you can track that ballot in Florida from cradle to grave. From the time it leaves the clerk's office till it gets to your house, it's tracked via a barcode. You can see exactly where it is. They have a signature verification and validation process, and then you can see when it goes back into the county clerk system in Florida. It works perfectly. So we favor that. What we do not favor is just blanketly sending tens of millions of ballots out to people in the hopes that those people actually are still living there and those people are actually really the ones filling them out. It doesn't work that way. We are a better country than that.
Yeah, well said, Corey Lewandowski, President Trump's first campaign manager. And I know firsthand President would not be there today had it not been for Corey's excellent work very early on in those days when there were five, six people around. I'm happy to say I was one of them at some days here and there. And, you know, Corey, to your point about how everybody suddenly now all these friends come out of thin air was a very different story in 2015 and 2016 when you were the campaign manager. So you did great work and people should never forget that. Come back and talk to us again, my friend, okay?
I will. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.